Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. Much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really hope you're having a good day. We've got a great hour up ahead. Sally Burke, president of Moms in Prayer International, joins me today to talk about the power of praying for our kids, or maybe for your grandkids. And we're going to talk. I just want to say this. I would love some testimonies from you. If you had a wayward child, or if you had a child going to school that you're concerned about, or a grandchild, and you gathered with others and you prayed, and you just saw a turnaround, or God intervene in a way that was amazing, I want you to feel free to call at any time during the show. Share your story. Or maybe you've got a loved one that you're concerned about. Sally and I would love to stand with you. You can call anonymously. You don't have to even give their names if you don't want. If you want to share a little bit of the scenario, you can sure do that. But the phone lines are open for you this hour. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. In a little bit, we're going to hear more about the Ministry of Moms in Prayer International, the power of prayer, and the importance of gathering with others, and even just the influence of this ministry and how it started and where it is now. We'll get Sally on in just a minute. Got a couple quick announcements for you. You've been hearing about it. It's almost here. This Thursday is the great giveaway. We do this specifically on Live the Promise. It started when we started the show all those years ago. And my heart's cry really is mobilize thousands of people to engage in random acts of kindness. Because of this medical leave that I was on, we're getting about a 3-week late start. We're doing something slightly different, and I pray you'll do this with us. Basically, once you've done your random act of kindness, once you've done that thing, get on that Live the Promise page on our website, and it's on our show page. At the top, you'll see the banner where it says The Great Giveaway. Click on that and submit your story. The first 100 of you to do that will get a copy of my new book, Your Powerful Prayers, Reaching the Heart of God with a Bold and Humble Faith. You can tell prayer is a huge thing for me. And you'll get a sweet treat, too, some kind of Christmas candy. Also want you to call in on Thursday. We're dedicating both hours of the show sharing your stories. It's like you're coming back from the mission field and saying, I got to tell you what happened here. Now, always, without fail, every year, a couple of you will email me and go, this doesn't feel right bragging about something good that I've done. And mostly when we give, as the Bible talks about, we don't let our right hand know what our left hand is doing and vice versa. But Scripture also says to let your good deeds shine so that others may see those good deeds and praise their Father in heaven. So I want you to consider yourself a missionary on mission. You're being commissioned to go do something and coming back from the mission field to say, I got to share this story, what I've done here, because it's so exciting. I want you to know every single year I hear from listeners who have to pull off the road because they're crying, because they're so inspired by your generosity. So just this once, just this year, can you do this? Can you share your story and submit it on our website at myfaithradio.com? Go to the Live the Promise show page. You'll see the great giveaway banner. Click on that. Tell us your stories. And so everybody, the first 100, I should say, will get a copy of my book and a sweet treat. The two most inspirational stories, which we'll decide that day on Thursday, we'll get a great giveaway basket. We're going to get some books off of our Faith Radio shelf. We'll have some Christmas movies, some goodies, as our way of saying thank you for being the hands and feet of Christ this season. I pray you'll join us. It's the great giveaway coming up this Thursday. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Sally Burke is the president of Moms in Prayer International. She and her husband, Ed, have 4 adult children. She keeps fit by running and lifting weights. And in her leisure time, you'll find her curled up with a good book or enjoying the company of friends. I'm telling you, all of that could be my bio, too, except for the president part, because I love all those same things. Sally, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited to be with you all.
Good to have this conversation today. And we love to start out every conversation every day on Live the Promise talking scripture. And I know you're a woman who loves God's word. Do you either have a life verse or just a verse you've been pondering these days that you can share with us?
Yes, keep on praying, never giving up. That's what Jesus told his disciples when he continues to tell us day after day.
Well, talk more about that verse and what it means to you and maybe what it's meant to you over the years as you've learned to persevere in prayer.
Well, no matter what situation you're going through, as you begin to pray, God begins to transform you. He begins to give you the courage, the insight, and the wisdom that you need for that. And also to give you a thankful heart in the very, very midst of it. I just think these past 2 years, both our boys went through tremendous medical situations in which we weren't sure they were going to come out of it. Mm-hmm. And one of them is still recovering. Yet we watched God move in the midst of it. We watched others come to know Jesus through it. And so it's just amazing. We can't give up. God has a great and mighty plan for each person that he's created, each person that he's planned. And as we pray, we get to be a part of it.
Indeed. Wow, Sally. I would love a little backstory on you, just what it was like for you growing up, how you came to Christ, and then when you first sensed the call of God on your life.
Well, I grew up in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and I loved it. It was a great place to grow up. We got to see the Apollos launch, and then after I graduated from college, I began to work on the space shuttles, and that's mm-hmm. where I met my husband. And we knew of God and knew of Christ, but we definitely were not walking with him. In fact, we were going into a darker, darker world. And one day, my husband came home from work. I had come home, decided I was going to raise my children. And he came home, and he said, "Sally, I just listened to John MacArthur on the radio, and I had to pull over my car. I had to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior." And my first thoughts are, "Whoa, what happened to you? Where is my husband?" But in the next few months, I watched the strength in him, something that allowed him not to walk into darkness anymore, but to walk into God's glorious light, that joy, that peace that I could not gather up myself. I couldn't imitate it. I couldn't find the strength to have it. It was some secret that he had. And so that Christmas, it was 30 years ago this Christmas, as a matter of fact, he gave me a gift like no other gift. I usually got diamond earrings or a diamond necklace, but this year he bought me a Bible. And I thought, oh my, a Bible, what a unique gift. Hmm. And he was telling me all about it, how he picked it out, how he looked, you know, from store to store to find just the right Bible for me, how he prayed about it. So I decided I was going to read it. I opened it up, the beginning, Genesis. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that captivated me because I'm thinking, well, it does take time, energy, and space to create anything. I knew that from my scientific days, and I understood that. And I said, wow, that's incredible. But yet, I still didn't know God. I opened up the book of Psalms, and I saw whoever wrote this book is a genius. Great truth, and very simple ways, such pure truth that even a child could understand. And then my husband suggested, he goes, why don't you read the book of John? And there I saw in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. And right then and there, I just surrendered my life to the Lord. Little did I know what I was doing, or little did I understand or comprehend what God would do after that. And his glorious light came in, and my life has been a great adventure ever since.
My goodness, and that was 30 years ago. When did you first get a sense of a call on your life?
Well, you know what? And that's the beauty of God. Once he comes into your life, you just so filled with joy. You're so filled with overflowing. And I, you know, much forgiven, much expected. I knew I just fell in love with the Lord. I fell in love with his word. And all I wanted to do was please him. That was it, just to please him and to live a life worthy of him. And so I began to read his word, and I began to cry out, oh, Lord, teach me to pray. And so my best friend, she invited me to hear this woman, Fern Nichols, who's the founder of Moms in Prayer. How can you pray for your children in schools? And I was hooked. I wanted my kids to be blessed through prayer, and I knew God could bless them. And so I went to that first meeting, not even knowing how to pray. I hadn't prayed out loud, knew nothing. But within that room, as those women began to praise God, I knew God's presence was there. And that was my beginning of my journey of prayer.
And isn't that amazing? You think about, you never know who you're in a room with, because you would be the future president of what's called now Moms in Prayer International. I mean, That is so like God. I mean, I absolutely love that story. And I think I told you through email a number of years ago, I did an event where I was speaking, where Fern also was speaking. We sat next to each other at the table. And if there was, I don't know that I've ever met such a humble, attentive, godly woman. I felt just honored to be in her presence. Say a word, if you would, about how Fern founded what was first called Moms in Touch.
I love this story because it really is a God story. Well, Fern in 1984 was burdened for her children in schools, and I really believe God allowed the burden to be so heavy on her heart that she couldn't carry that burden alone. So she gathered another mom to pray with her, and pretty soon there were several moms. And in that very first week, it began to grow, and they witnessed answers to prayer. And Fern, being gracious and humble, is also led by the Lord in a very powerful way. So she stepped up. She knew we need to start on time, we need to end on time, and it had to be focused upon God and His Word. God's Word and prayer is an unstoppable force. And so Fern set up these four powerful steps of prayer and lives all over the world. We're in over 146 countries worldwide, and lives are being transformed from generation to generation.
We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'd sure love to stand with you if you've got a son, a daughter, a grandchild who needs prayer, just for who you're burdened for. And again, you can be anonymous, but we would just love to stand with you. 877-933-2484. And if you're kind of shy about getting on the air, totally understand that. Just give Aaron the information, and Sally and I will stop right now, and we will pray. Love to do that. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. When we come back, I'll tell the story of just, you know this, if you listen often enough, I have three grown sons, and we raised them to passionately follow Jesus, and they did so in their teen years. Two of them wandered from the faith once they became young adults. And you want to see a mama bear in prayer? That was me. And just have a recent story of just God bringing them back around in the most beautiful way. I want to say that to encourage you to pray, as Sally said at the open of the show, and don't give up. Don't give up. Back in a minute. Isn't that the best news ever? He does impossible things. He is the God of the impossible. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Moms in Prayer International President Sally Burke, talking about the power of prayer, talking about the ministry, the birth of this amazing ministry by Fern Nichols all those years ago. And I put the offer out there that Sally and I would love to pray for your loved ones. If you've got loved ones, you can call anonymously if you're too afraid to get on the air. I totally understand that. Just give Aaron your information, and Sally and I will stand, because we both very much believe in the power of prayer. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email at Susie at myfaithradio.com. Let's take this anonymous call. Hey, friend, how are you today?
Oh, great. I have a heavy, heavy heart. I have this little grandson that's 10 years old, and he's just a tender, tender-hearted boy brought up in a Christian home, and he's just so lovable, and he'd cry at a drop of a hat. But for some reason, he got this teacher this year. She's real militant and has a harsh voice, and there's like a personality clash there. And I've been praying for weeks, and my heart's so heavy. So I asked my grown son this week, has it changed? And he said, well, not quite. But I really worry about her doing some damage to his character, and I would really like your prayers for him, Isaac.
Yeah, we'll definitely pray for him and for you, Grandma. I had a son who had he's just a sensitive spirit, but had a similar teacher like that. And it is amazing the impact a kind of a prickly, harsh person can have. Sally, did you want to say anything to this friend before we pray?
Yes. You know, one of the scriptures I love, too, is God who began a good work in your grandson will complete it. And nothing anyone will do or say against can stop what God's going to do. And your prayers for him are an everlasting gift to him. Hmm. So we would love to lift him up in prayer. Say his name again.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac. Okay, very good.
So, Sally, you go first, and I'll go second.
Yes.
Thank you.
Father, one, we thank you for Isaac. Lord, we thank you that he loves you. And I love the scripture where you tell that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the plans that you have for those who love you. And Father, what you began, no man can stop. And I do pray that you would protect his precious heart, that you would use this woman, this teacher in his life, to draw him ever nearer to you. When he's frightened, when he's afraid, he'll hear you say, be strong and courageous, not afraid nor terrified, that you're going to lead him through this year. In fact, this year will be an impactful year in a positive way for his life, that he'll know how to stand firm in the strength of God Almighty.
Love that. And Father, I lift up this dear grandma and her precious heart for her grandchildren. And what an amazing intercessor she is to stand in the gap, to see this need and to pray it. So we all stand with her and with Isaac together in Jesus' name. We thank you by faith that your shield of protection surrounds Isaac, that you hold his heart, God, that you give him the mind of Christ in such a way that his young mind, he would discern what's absolutely true, and that he would even rise up and be sensitive to what she needs, and maybe somebody that is a surprise blessing to her, that you would turn the table on the enemy. What the enemy meant for evil, that you would turn it for good, that Isaac would be a light in that classroom, that he would stand out as someone who brings a blessing to that place. And I pray you change the heart of this teacher and melt her heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I wish I could hug you, Grandma. You're a good grandma.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you'll call us back someday and give us an update. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Renee, and I love this. Renee's calling in, and she says, I was the prodigal child that my mother prayed for 10 years. I think I got that story. Renee, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom prayed for me, I believe, over a decade, and I was so mean to her. I thought her and her friends that were believers were in a cult. She would come to my house. I wouldn't answer the door. You know, I was mixed up in a lot of bad things and probably brought shame on my mom, but she did not give up. And she kept praying, and her friends kept praying. And over in 2013, I surrendered. I gave my life to Christ. Now I'm leading groups, and I'm in BSF with her. I mean, she probably would have never have guessed what her prayers have amounted to. I've changed my life completely, and it reflects now in my kiddos. You know, I've got them following the Lord, too, and this all stemmed from, you know, mom who did not give up.
Renee.
And so I just want to let people out there know, don't give up. These kids may look the worst of worst. You don't think it's ever going to happen, but don't give up. Keep praying for them.
Renee, you
if
sound...
God is doing something.
You sound like a natural-born leader, and I just praise God that he grabbed hold of your heart and that you responded to him. And for your heroic mother who would stand in the gap, keep loving you, keep praying. Boy, we just honor her today as well. Sally, did you want to say anything to Renee?
Yes, Renee, what a wonderful answer to prayer you are. And thank you for taking time to share that. Do you know that those other mommies that prayed for you fell in love with you? And every time they prayed for you, they knew God was going to answer greatly and mightily. And as you share with these mommies right now that are in that battlefield battling for their kids, you're giving them hope and you're giving them the strength to keep on praying. So God bless you. Oh, my goodness. What a great, great call.
Wow. Keep on keeping on, Renee. And I thank you for sharing your testimony. I feel sure that there are moms and dads of prodigals who are hearing what you say and putting a flag in the ground and saying, you know what, he did it for them. He can do it for me. So bless you for taking the time.
Yes. Yes, no problem. And thank you to all those women who prayed for me and my mom, Michelle. I love you.
We applaud you, Michelle. Wow. So Laura didn't want
to
be on the, I know, so good. Sorry to move by that too fast. I'm looking at our hard break coming up. We've got about 4 minutes, but I want to make sure we pray for Laura. She didn't want to be on the air, but she said she wants prayer that her son will choose to follow Christ. And wondering, Sally, if you wouldn't mind praying for Laura.
Yes. Oh, Father, I pray that this precious child will hear the words of truth, the gospel of salvation, and believe and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that he would set his eyes on things that are above, not these earthly things, Father, for you're at the right hand of God, and you will empower him to walk mightily. You have set before him an amazing life, an amazing race. And so, Father, may he fix his eyes on you. And, Lord, I pray this his mom will gather with other women to pray and not be alone. Just like when Aaron and Ur, their arms, Moses' arms were tired when the children of Israel were battled, and Aaron and Ur came along and strengthened him so they could be victorious. I pray you'll bring alongside other women to come alongside of her and pray with her.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Laura. So, you know, I mentioned that, you know, raising three sons, we were passionate. We were not two-faced. We weren't perfect, but we were purposeful and passionate. We would have our boys, you know, in the line in the pew at church, all of our arms would be in the air worshiping God. I mean, it just was that kind of a thing. And then they get to college, and two of them, the youngest and oldest, wandered and about killed me. And I remember the Lord whispering to my heart, you cannot have the platform that you do. And think for a moment that if you do right, you're going to get right. Because there's lots of parents who did right and didn't get right. You know what I'm saying? And this is a something he whispered to my heart that I'll not soon forget. He whispered to my heart and I wrote it down. Parenting is not a formula that guarantees an outcome. It's an offering that promises a harvest, and a harvest that will look different than you think. And I had to detach from my identity, from my kids' choices, from the idea that they owed me something, and totally reset my footing in Christ. And then I prayed from that place, my identity. And my boys are all following the Lord now, but it was my birthday yesterday, and they all wrote me a letter. Mm-hmm. My hubby had them each write me a letter. And one of my sons wrote that. He said, I see it now. He said, it wasn't even just enough for me to be studious of the Bible. That's not just what you were asking for. It wasn't enough to just to look like a Christian. You wanted the love of God to transform me from the inside out. I see it now, and I'm giving careful mm-hmm. thought and consideration to his love for me and what that means for his love through me. And Sally, I'm telling you, I was ugly crying, sobbing so hard.
Yes.
I mean, I'd say that to say that he's so with us and he hears our prayers, doesn't he?
Oh my goodness. And when you think about it, the perfect parent with two kids in the perfect circumstances, and yet they still sinned. And that was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And they sinned. Each person makes their choice, and our prayers help guide that choice that they make. And oh my goodness, yes. And when they return, what great joy. It's like the prodigal, that celebration, that party, 1,000 angels above singing and rejoicing with you.
So good. Talking to Sally Burke today, president of Moms in Prayer International. When we come back, we're going to hear more about this powerful ministry. Maybe God is calling you to stand up, to rise up, and maybe start a group or maybe join a group. We'll talk about the logistics of that. Interesting, they have groups for military, groups for prodigals, groups for kids who are in school, homeschool moms. Boy, it's amazing the far reach of this ministry, Moms in Prayer International. But we want to continue to stand with you if you need prayer as well. Matthew, you and your wild music, I'm telling you what, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. For tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Sally Burke, president of Moms in Prayer International, talking about the importance of prayer, the power of prayer, the actual ministry, this international ministry, its far-reaching effect. Also, we want to stand with you. We know what it is to carry a burden for a son, a daughter, a grandchild, a loved one. And Sally and I just want to be here for you. So if you've got a burden, you can even call anonymously. Please feel free to do that. Phone lines are open. Toll-free call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Rose is checking in with a prayer request. Hey, Rose, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking the call. This is regarding my adult daughter who's engaged to someone who was in an accident. He had been drinking, so now he's serving 11 years in prison. Mm. Very difficult situation. As a result, she has come back to the Lord, but the prayer request is twofold, that she'd have wisdom to know what to do regarding the relationship, and that he would become saved as a result of this whole thing.
Wow.
I write to him often. I've sent him books and literature. I witness to him continuously.
Does he seem receptive?
He's receptive, but he comes from a very intellectual family. And he's well-educated, and his father is an educator and an atheist.
Hmm.
But he's receptive. He'll talk to me. He reads everything that I send him. When he first went into prison, he read the Bible straight through within a couple of weeks.
My, wow. Wow, Sally, do you want to say anything to Rose before we pray?
Yeah. Well, it is God who draws man to himself, and that's what we're going to pray, that God would draw him to himself. And so, Father, I do. I love how nothing is too hard. Nothing's impossible. There's no one too far out of your reach. And, Father, I do pray that you'll open his eyes and that you'll turn him from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so he can be forgiven of his sins and have a place among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. And, Father, I do pray for her daughter, that you would give her wisdom and discernment, insight. I know that she loves him, but, Father, I pray that you would help her not be unequally yoked, that you would give her the wisdom to patiently wait. And so, Father, I do pray that maybe there'll be other prisoners right there that have prison fellowship that come together and talk about the Bible, read the Bible. Father, I pray that this would be the day of his salvation.
Lord, I agree, and I just lift up Rose. I pray for wisdom for Rose's role in her daughter's and in Jake's life. I pray, God, that you'd give her peace that passes understanding and strategy when it comes to prayer. Pray for Rose's daughter that, as Sally said, that she'd have also wisdom and an understanding about what to do, where to go. You promised to do that. I pray that she would have ears to hear and she'd want to know what you have to say. And I agree. I pray that you'd meet Jake in prison. So many people come to Christ in prison. Pray you'd speak to him in his dream. Speak to him through other Christian people in prison. And I pray just speak to him by the power of your Spirit and draw him to yourself, Lord. We thank you, as Sally said, that no situation is beyond your reach. We love you. We commit them to you now in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rose. God bless you.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. We've got Deb checking in here. 877-933-2484. Really honored to stand with you today. Deb, how are you today?
I'm just fine and was really excited when I heard that I could have others join in prayer with me, because I just have had an intense burden to be praying for our prodigal, who has been really away from the Lord since he went to college in 2001. Mm-hmm. Married with a child, another one coming, and it just grieves me that they're not living their lives for the Lord. And she has a rich heritage, also lineage as a Christian, mm-hmm. but they're living in a very liberal part of the country. And we know that God is able, and we just appreciate your prayers and prayer of agreement.
Mm. Wow. Go ahead, Sal, if you want to say a word to Pam. And I'm sorry, is this Deb or is this Pam? I'm looking at my call screen here.
No, Deb.
Deb, so sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to encourage you. I have two grandkids that are also not being raised in a Christian home, but they're so tender to the Lord, and they love to hear me pray and talk with them about God, and God is moving in their hearts powerfully. So God hears and answers our prayers in ways that we don't quite understand, but yet powerful ways. I like what my grandson told me the other day. He goes, Grandma, and he's 7, I want to be just like you. Mm-hmm. And what he was saying was he wants Jesus too. And so that's what you'll see right in the midst of this. But let's lift up your daughter and her family to you. And, Father, I do pray that she would be brought back to you in the fullness of it, Father. I pray that she will forget what's behind her and press forward toward the goal heavenward, toward what your mighty call is in her life. It doesn't matter who she's surrounded or anything, Father. I pray wherever she may go, she may see Christ. She may see Christ in creation. She may see Christ mm-hmm. in her children. Father, I pray, too, that you will give her mom wisdom of what to share and how to share it. And, Lord, our prayers move in the unseen. Nobody can stop us from praying for them, Lord. And her prayers are moving mountains in her daughter's life. And so, Father, those scriptures that her daughter has heard, may they come back to her. And, Father, may she totally surrender to you. May she bow the knee and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. And may she hear him say, come on, follow me. And may she follow him from this day forth.
And Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would drive a wedge between this dear girl and any person who sends a lying message to her, any bad influence. I pray that you just drive a wedge between her and them. I pray you'd change circumstances that are lying to her. And I pray you'd line her path with people and circumstances that again and again confirm the truth of your love, God, of your promise, your desire for her. I pray, God, you'd open her eyes in the ways that she's blind. I pray that you'd give her a heart of flesh where there's a heart of stone, that you would awaken her in ways beyond her mom's wildest dreams. We pray salvation for that whole household. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for your prayers. And I just wanted to say we were with them at Thanksgiving, and my three-year-old granddaughter, Ruby, I was telling her, honey, you can pray anytime when you're playing and or you're looking outside or you're reading a book. And she just looked up at me and she said, Grandma, tell me how. Tell me how to do that. And I just have sensed when you prayed that Ruby's heart is so sensitive to the Lord. And we just pour it in whenever we Skype. And so it's awesome. I see God doing that great work. And it's our son and daughter-in-law. But I loved your prayers because my focus has just been on him. But I'm praying, but God knows her great need because her, how far and wide these radio frequencies go, but her mom and dad are divorced, and her mom, I don't know, is following the Lord. So thank you for hearing what the Father wanted to hear for my daughter-in-law.
And, and forgive us, but you're right. May he take that offering and multiply it for your son, your daughter-in-law, and those dear, dear kids. And you keep praying, Grandma.
Amen. No condemnation there. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Lord bless you. Wow. If you don't mind, Sally, we've got a couple more that didn't want to be on the air but definitely wanted to pray. And we'll make sure to give time just to what's going on in the ministry and what God is doing. But I feel like this is a testament to what Moms in Prayer is all about, is just going before the throne because God's promises are true. This dear anonymous caller said, my daughter is 16, dating someone older than her, and this is not a good situation. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind praying for that precious heartbroken mom and daughter.
Yes. Father, I do pray that you would remove from the 16-year-old's life anything that would not bring your name glory, Father. You remove unrighteousness and replace with the righteousness of Christ, Father, that this man would never come around her again. Mm-hmm. Lord, give her eyes to see in the unseen, Lord. Help her to desire what is pure, what is right, what is lovely, anything of good repute, anything praiseworthy. May your wall of fire protection be around her and your glory be within her.
In Jesus' name. And for this dear listener says, my son will start driving in January. Please pray for his safety. Father, we pray for this dear guy in a day when people are driving very distracted. I pray your angels would guard and guide him every which way he goes, that your peace would be before him. You bless his going out and his coming back again. In Jesus' name. And she has a question for you. She says, I have so much difficulty staying focused in prayer. How can I stay more focused? What do you say?
Well, the four steps, you can get my unshaken book. We have four steps in that, but it's the four steps of prayer that we use every hour. It's focusing on him, all four steps, praise, silent confession, thanksgiving, and then interceding using his word. And that's what keeps you focused. You see, as we praise God, God enters the praises of his people. He's right there with us, and he's leading us and guiding us. And sometimes I have a little piece of paper next to me, and I'll write down maybe, the grocery store. Just write it down, but I go right back to him and go right back to his word. But really staying focused on who is God. That's where our prayers are going. Not the situation, but who God is. And using his word in prayer, like praying just what we did, the scripture over and over and over again, because that never comes back void. It always fulfills God's purpose.
So give us the four steps again. The first one is?
is praise. Praising God for who he is according to his name, attributes, and characters. Like in the beginning, you know, he created the heavens and the earth. Well, he's our creator. He's our Elohim. He created everybody and everything with a plan and a purpose behind it. Or that he is faithful. His faithfulness surrounds him. And he is faithful even if we're faithless. And so as you praise him, you're acknowledging God for who he is. It takes our eyes off of our situation onto the victorious one. And that's very important, because when we look at the circumstances, we're like, how is this going to work out? But when we look to him, we see that he's fighting the battle for us, and the battle has already been won according to him. It's already been there. We just have to lay it at his feet. And then confession, there's so much God wants to do in our lives that we don't want one speck of sin in holding us and stopping us. And so we confess our sins before him. You know, we may lose our temper in an instant and we say, oh Lord, I am so sorry for that. But we want to make sure our heart is ready to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's in present tense. That means it's ongoing. It's a continuum. You're filled, yes, at one time. But there's so much he wants to say to you, and our sin holds it. So we want the fullness of that love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And then a time of thanksgiving in which we rejoice in what he has done. I always call it a Holy Spirit party, because I can thank him even for the smallest things. I breathe this day to say a prayer. A prayer that God's going to hear and a prayer that God's going to answer. We thank him for answers to prayer that builds up our faith. We witness God move. And I think about Psalm 78, where he said to the sons of Ephraim, he says, you ran in battle, even though you were fully armed, because you had forgotten what I had done. So we never want to forget. We want to have that thankful heart for what God's does and continues to do. And then we intercede using the word of God. Much of the prayer you heard today is God's word, and as you pray it, it becomes part of you. It becomes part of your heart. So I always pray my kids will love him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, but it's his word. Isaiah 55 says, as far as the heavens are above the earth, are his ways above our ways, and that his word goes out like rain and snow. And rain, you see answers to prayer like that snow. It goes deep and rich, and maybe years, like with your sons, years down the road. But he says his word does not come back void. And so we use his word as that mighty weapon that's alive and moving throughout and transforming us. And so it's all wrapped in his word. It's all wrapped in that. And so those four steps keep you praying and not talking, not wandering, not discouragement, but instead I love it when the ladies come into our moms in prayer group. They come in with heavy burdens. They walk out like they're skipping, like they're going away, because they focused upon God.
Well, in his presence, the fullness of joy is found. There's nothing like his presence, truly. And I think every life group, every small group, every Christian meeting should start with prayer, because we go around the mountains. We talk about so many things in our own reasoning. If we just get before God first and ask him first, I think so much would get settled that we would know the answers, you know. So praise him, confession, thanksgiving, intercede by praying God's word. Boy, that is a great pathway, I think, for powerful, focused prayer. With this last segment, I would love to just hear from Sally about just what's going on in Moms in Prayer. What's your vision? Maybe if you've got some stories, some kind of breakthrough stories of things you've heard from moms who've been praying. More with Sally Burke when we return. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Moms in Prayer International President Sally Burke. And what I love about your heart, Sally, is, you know, you came on the show to talk about the ministry, but really the needs were so great, and they continue to come in, that we just rolled up our sleeves and started to pray, and you were such a good sport about that. And I mean, that's really putting your money where your mouth is really entering in and praying for the needs before us. But I want to give you an opportunity to talk about, what are you most excited about with Moms in Prayer? And for those who've not heard of it and don't know about the ministry, how they can get involved.
Okay. Well, I love praying for all those prayer needs. That is, you're right. That's exactly what we do. I want you to know that our vision is that every school will be covered around the world in prayer. Currently, we're in 146 different countries, and our mission is to impact children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering women together to pray. And they can find out more about that by going to our website, momsinprayer.org. But what they have to know is, like, when I came in, I didn't even know how to pray out loud, that you are welcome to come there. You're going to meet lifetime friends when you come and pray for one another's children. And I'm going to give you a few stories, and you can hear a lot more. We just finished writing a book called Unshaken. I want people, Christians, to know that they can stand unshaken in today's world, and they can order it now by going to Amazon or CBD and pre-order it, and we'll come in. But there's tons of stories in there, and I'm going to give you just a few to give you a picture of, here is a woman that barely knew how to pray, but I learned to pray through Moms in Prayer. We saw on our elementary school campus where we called out, we saw our kids, so many answers to prayer. Pretty soon our hearts were so burdened. Why not every child there hearing the good news? Well, God brings on this public school campus a good news club where over 100 kids would come monthly to hear the good news, and many of them received Jesus. They would put their little hands in mine to receive Jesus. I just came there to help, to hand out snacks, and pretty soon there were so many kids receiving Jesus, I had to be one of them. And today I see them as young adults, and they're teachers and missionaries and pastors. And it's amazing what he's doing. On my daughter's high school campus, we prayed for spiritual awakening, revival to happen, revival within the hearts of our own kids. And they did revive, and they began to pray for their own fellow students. Well, God brought a spiritual awakening where 91 kids in high school fell on their faces, crying out, repenting of their sins, receiving Jesus. And then they kept adding to the numbers all year long. But that's not only happening here in the United States, but it's happening around the world. And I want you to imagine women in the most hopeless situations, when you hand them this tool of prayer, how it brings them hope and empowerment. And I think about these group of women that knew about Jesus. They're called the Mosquito People. They live in Latin America. And in this jungle, they're called Mosquito People because the jungle is so filled with mosquitoes. The only people that come are the drug dealers, and they were stealing their kids through drugs and through joining them, and the moms didn't know how to fight for them. How do I fight for them? We're losing them left and right, and then one of our leaders came there and shared these four powerful steps, and they said, now we have tools to battle for our kids, and their kids are returning. Or in Uganda, where the moms and these children are living on garbage dumps because their husbands were killed by Islam militants. And that's all they had to survive. And we taught them the four steps of prayer. And the next year, the leader comes back, and they're living in apartments. He said, how? They said, we prayed. We believe God, Jehovah Jireh, could supply it for us. And we are seeing it left and right, how God is answering our prayer. God has a great plan for this next generation. I have absolutely no doubt. I meet with women, whether they're from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and watching him unify them. I think about in how tribes of Africa used to fight and kill one another. You bring prayer to them. Pretty soon they're praying for one another. Kids, they're not fighting anymore. There's not that battle. They're being unified. We're watching denominations being unified. In France, I met with a group, and one was a Catholic mommy, one was a Mennonite, and one was a charismatic mommy. They're all coming together, one voice, one heart, bringing God's name glory. It's amazing to watch what he's doing. That mama's life is being transformed the whole time she's praying for her child. She has a great need for her child. She takes that child to the throne room. But she herself is becoming encouraged and strengthened and empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's an amazing, amazing adventure to be on.
It's so true, and it's so right that when God allows a hardship, when he allows something, or the enemy wages war against us, there's a limit to that battle, I believe, you know. But the battle that we're in, refines us, trains us, girds us up, and strengthens us if we'll be trained by it. I mean, I think of some of the ways I went to the mat for my kids. I'm a better warrior because of that. I have a firmer hold on His promises. So you're so right. Not only does the prayer impact, nobody can stop me from praying for my kids or praying for the persecuted. And it affects change, but I'm changed in the process as well. I bet you've watched an army of women rise up as they've started to get a hold of the promises of God, huh?
Yeah. We can't even count all of them. We know we have over 100,000 of them. We know they're in 146 countries, but we can't count all of them because not all the members sign up. But my call to the women that are listening right now, join us. Two more women for every school so every child can be prayed for. Can you imagine a generation that is impacted through prayer, a generation that can stand up courageously and unshaken and impact their world and our world for Christ? That's what I'm calling out to. That's what I want the women to come join. And I promise them when they come join, their lives will never be the same. Mm-hmm. They'll be forever changed and touched by the hand of God. It does take, 1 hour once a week. That's all it takes. But God will forever move in them and through them. And their prayers last eternity, long after they may go to heaven. Their prayers are still being answered. Like my dear friend who passed away 20 years ago, her prayers are still being answered today for her children and her grandchildren.
Man, it's amazing. And truly, as you say, when you think about when we go to the throne room, the Bible talks about we don't wage war. Our battle's not against flesh and blood, against powers, principalities. So we have a very real enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. And his biggest fear is that we will get a hold of power in the throne room. You know what I mean? That more than anything, he'd rather us fret, worry, get busy. Yeah. But to get on our knees, that's the scariest thing for him, because that's where we become dangerous when we understand, when we link in fellowship with God and connect to his promises. This is not even an even fight anymore, is it?
No. The weakest saint will always defeat the enemy in prayer. And the greatest tool that the enemy has is to get a saint not to pray, to get a Christian not to pray. And I want you to think about this. As you gather with other women, one sends 10,000 to flight, and two, he says, sends 100,000 to flight. To become together in unified prayer is incredible. There are days when I come and you're a little discouraged because you're seeing what's happening out there, and this other mommy comes and lifts up your arm, and she's full of courage, and that just blesses you. We're not to battle alone. We have the Lord, but we have one another, and we need to come together and encourage each other. And while they're still today, he says, encourage one another while they're still today, and that's what we get to do in prayer.
Well, Sally, I love your heart. I love your passion. I just so glad you joined us today. What an amazing time this was. As we wrap, I'm wondering if you pray. You've got a number of people who've written in who've got prodigal kids living lifestyles that are heartbreaking to the parents. Would you pray for the prodigals or the parents listening who have prodigals today?
Yes. Oh, Father, I call upon you, God Almighty, where nothing's too hard, nothing's impossible. You know where each child is. And, Father, they cannot run from your presence. And you tell us, you promise us this. You who began a good work in them will complete it until the day of Christ. And, Father, I pray you'll draw each prodigal home. Father, I pray that you will encourage the mommy, that daddy will go from strength to strength as they pray for their kids. Father, may they grab another woman. May they come together and may they pray and may they witness the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, Father. Thank you that you're a God who not only hears our prayers, but answers our prayers all according to your will. And I pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Dear Sally, I pray that our paths cross someday. I just really like you. I appreciate your time today.
Oh, I like you too. I pray the same. God bless you, dear one.
And
may you
well.
Go from strength to strength.
Amen. That's my prayer as well. We're going to link up Moms in Prayer International on our show page today so you can get involved. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find the podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember, when you get to the Live the Promise show page, look up and you'll see the great giveaway. Will you join us? Engage outside your comfort zone in a random act of kindness. Tell us about it, and especially then call in on the Thursday show. Remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.